Good morning and welcome to the Sports Blitz with Mandy on News Talk 107.7 and VicksburgRadio.com. There are so many sports updates, but first, we're going to do it a little bit different today. We're actually going to join in as Mark Jones, the owner of News Talk 107.7, has a very special interview with broadcaster and former quarterback from Mississippi State and the host of The Matt Wyatt Show, Matt Wyatt.
This is Mark Jones, the first time I've ever been on the sports show. And there's a reason for it, because we have a very special guest today, Matt Wyatt, who's a former quarterback at Mississippi State. A lot of you hear him every weekend in football season right here on our sister station, V105.5. And Matt, tell us a little bit about how you actually got to be a radio broadcaster. A lot of people never get the chance to stay in the sports field after they retire from the sport of football or basketball or baseball or whatever it is, but you have.
Yeah, that's right. And Mark, it's good to be here with you. Good to talk to you. My story, I like to think it's pretty simple. Got a degree in sports communication at Mississippi State. Moved away after graduation. I lived in Germany for a year playing ball. And when I came back, my first job was doing sports and sales at WTVA Television in Tupelo. And pretty soon after that, it put me on the air, you know, anchoring and that sort of thing. And that led to doing, you know, some sports television, including calling some games. And I have joked around in the past. I've said that I did television and then my hair fell out and I started doing radio. And it sounds like a joke, but it really did sort of time out that way, that about the time the hair came out, I started doing radio. But no, being in television there in the early 2000s, I started calling some games on TV for a network out of Atlanta called CSS, Comcast Sports Southeast, and they had some state games. And by virtue of doing that, when Learfield became the media partner for Mississippi State in 2009, they were looking for a former player to include on the pregame and postgame show. There I was, and so that was my first radio experience in terms of calling games. I had begun to do a sports talk show on a radio station in North Mississippi. And then a couple of years later after that, you know, Mr. Crystal retired, and they moved me into the booth with Jim. And
the Jim you refer to is Jim Ellis, who's a longtime baseball broadcaster and, of course, color analyst for Mississippi State, and did the play-by-play for a while. Now, Matt, you didn't broadcast with Jack Crystal, but Jack, of course, is an icon, longest football broadcaster, I guess, in the history of college sports. And I understand he did talk to you before you started up.
He did. I was living in Tupelo, like I said, which was his hometown.
Right.
And I was still doing local television. And at that time, you know, this was maybe around 2002 or three. And I called Jack and I said, Mr. Crystal, I'm not doing games on radio or anything like that, but I might be interested in it one of these days. You have any advice? And he was really kind and, you know, gave me a couple of tips about, you know, how to knock on a door, how to maybe get your foot in the door. And he said to me at that time, he said, you know, Tupelo High School right here in town has some guys who do their games on Friday night. He said, and he paused and then he said, and they are awful. He said, they're awful. And so we kind of had a chuckle about it. And then about a day later, I realized the guy that was calling the Tupelo games was Jack's best friend in the whole wide world, a guy named Mr. Bill Cossett. And basically, he was just picking on and Bill was doing those games for a long time.
Of course, Jack Crystal did them himself for many years as well in Tupelo. But you got the chance to work with Jim Ellison then. Got the opportunity to work with Neil Price, and Neil is the head broadcaster there for State now and does a great job. You guys make a great team, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the top two or three in the SEC for sure.
Well,
and what are you do a lot of analysis, because you can do this as a quarterback, former quarterback, and you were basically the second string too most of the time. I guess you're first string sometime, but you were behind Wayne Matkin back in the late 90s, mid to late 90s. What were you?
That's right, mid to late 90s. Yeah, 99 season was my senior year.
And at that time, and one thing that you and I have personally talked about, 99 Mississippi State had the number one defense in the nation. probably helps a quarterback when you have that, right?
It absolutely does. Number one defense on the other side of the ball. They're limiting everybody you play. And then, you know, offensively, great offensive line, great running backs that you can rely on. And it's sort of that whole situation around a quarterback kind of relieves a lot of the pressure for the quarterback.
Now, I want you to talk about one specific game. And a lot of our listeners may remember this game when Mississippi State was way behind Auburn. Now, the one they're going to remember more recently is the one that was recent when they had that huge comeback that Will Rogers led. But you led one, too. Mm-hmm. And Auburn was ahead, about to win the game. There's about 3 minutes left. You were, how far were you behind? 16 points, 18 points?
Yeah, we were down 16-0 in the fourth quarter. And then we got a late field goal and made it 16-3 with about 3.5 minutes left.
Now this year was, is this 99?
99, yes.
99, yeah. The year of that great defense. And what happens sometimes, these defenses that are really good, they wear down the offense, I guess, don't they? And maybe that happened there.
Yeah, I think it did. You know, it. Our defense did wear people down back then. And the other thing that happened, too, is, you know, we would get to the end of those ball games, and if a defense had a two-score lead, they begin to play that prevent style of defense where they're softening up. They're giving up the underneath so that they don't give up the easy touchdown pass over the top because they want to make the offense have to work against the clock. So they went into sort of a prevent mode defensively, Auburn did, and we kind of went to work against it with the two-minute drill.
Matt Wyatt, former quarterback for Mississippi State and now broadcaster along with Neil Price, and has also a show every night, weeknight at 6 right here on News Talk 107.7. Matt, what do quarterbacks have to know and do that other players on the field? You got to do a lot of management yourself. And what are you allowed to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because there is so much more to it than just snapping the ball, handing it off, or finding somebody to throw it to. Your quarterback is responsible for the play clock. That's one thing that sort of goes unnoticed, because by the time you become a starting quarterback, you generally do a good job of handling the clock. But if you'll notice, like if you listen to our broadcast and others where there are former quarterbacks on the call, anytime there's a delay of game penalty, most of the time you'll hear someone point out, well, that's a quarterback's responsibility, because once you're on the field, it's not the coach's responsibility anymore to make sure the snap gets off. That's on the quarterback. So he's responsible for clock stuff. He's responsible a lot of times for the use of timeouts offensively by anyone on the field. A receiver is very seldom going to call a timeout unless he's told that from the bench. Of course, coaches can call it too, but the quarterback's the one who can use a timeout if he wants to. And then you're sort of responsible for every position, meaning if any of the other 10 guys come to me, if I've called a play in the huddle and I say, all right, ready, break, here we go, and we're headed to the line of scrimmage, if my right guard comes to me and say, hey, who do I block? I've got to be able to tell him. If the slot receiver comes to me and says, hey, I'm confused on the route, what do I run? I have to be able to tell them what to run, and I have to be right. So, you know, it's not like learning one position when you play quarterback. You got to learn all 11, and you have to be right all the time or else you have issues. And then probably the last thing that goes unnoticed, and this showed up a little bit for Will Rogers in the Alabama game, is you are also responsible for sort of the game management aspect. And if we were to use Will's interception just before halftime against Alabama as an example, that's one when I'm sure he would tell you this, where in that situation, they've just scored. They have a two-score lead. We were getting the ball to start the second half. There's a minute left. We're coming off our own 25. So in that situation, the primary job is to protect the football, meaning, you know, we have to make sure we're in the locker room with a two-score lead, and we don't give it back to them to have a chance for a three-score lead before half. And so that's one of those where it kind of he got sped up and kind of lost track of the situation, where you're trying to make a play when really your job, first of all, is to make sure that you don't give the ball back to them. And so there's all kinds of stuff in terms of managing it mentally that goes into that position.
How do you deal with a situation? I notice that Auburn is a very loud stadium to play in. Texas A&M is a very loud stadium to play in. And, of course, in Starkville, Davis Wade is a very loud place to play in now. I don't know which is the quietest one, but how do you deal with that? as a quarterback and having to give signals and do the things you need to do to make sure you don't get pre-snap penalties and things of that nature.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Mark, in the old days, we were in the huddle more often. Every team would get in a huddle to call the play. And so you're kind of looking all your teammates in the eye. Now more teams go without a huddle, and it's signaled in from the sideline, hand signals, and there's some audible. So it's a little different dynamic in dealing with noise now versus what it was. But I will tell you, like, overall, the best way to deal with the noise is to make a positive play offensively, even if it's 4 yards, 5 yards. In any scenario, they will get a little quieter if you make positive yards. And if you can stack them on top of each other, it takes the crowd out of it. Where they really get going is where you take a sack on second down, and now it's 3rd and 12, and you're in Baton Rouge, and here they come. There's all, you know, the tangible aspect of dealing with it. The first game I ever started in college was at South Carolina. I was a freshman. This was in 96, and they had a full stadium. We won the game 14-10, but in the fourth quarter, we were protecting that 4-point lead, and we're coming off of our own goal line, basically. And it got so loud that we were having a hard time communicating. I was yelling the play as loud as I could in the huddle, but some guys still couldn't hear it. And so we began to give the play to each other one at a time and passing it on like the old telephone game. And you just hope it's right by the time it gets to the end of that line. And so there are some times where it gets loud enough that it is difficult to deal with.
Bring you a couple of chickens, stick in your pocket over there. That place, that's crazy. Those roosters crowing all the time. That drives me nuts. Matt Wyatt with us, Mississippi State quarterback from the late 90s, now Mississippi State radio broadcaster, and does a lot of other things too, I'm sure. And in his career. Matt, thank you for being on News Talk 107.7.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Matt, for joining the Sports Blitz on News Talk 107.7 and VicksburgRadio.com. You can listen to the Matt Wyatt Show right here on News Talk 107.7, Monday through Friday, beginning at 6 p.m., We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to knock out a few sports about College World Series. How about some hockey, some NBA? We will all talk about that in just a little bit. You are listening to Mandy on the Sports Blitz on News Talk 107.7 and VicksburgRadio.com.
The Mississippi Mud Monsters is Pearl's own professional baseball team, and boy, do we have a good time. Every Tuesday is bingo night. Join us for What's on the Stick Wednesdays with Country Pleasin'. If $2 drafts sound good to you, then come on to the ball game on Thursday. The weekend gets even better with Firework Fridays, and kids run the bases on Saturdays and Sundays. To see the schedule and buy tickets, check out MudMonstersBaseball.com. Mississippi Mud Monsters in Pearl. Baseball lives here. It just got a little weirder.
Make plans now to light up the night at the 8th Annual Star Spangled Night Run presented by the Southern Cultural Heritage Foundation. Join us on Saturday, June 21st at 8 p.m. for a patriotic 5K run and walk through downtown Vicksburg. After you cross the finish line, the party begins in the Southern Cultural Heritage Center Auditorium with music, food, drinks, and red, white, and blue fun for all. Register early to be guaranteed a night run shirt. For more information, go to raceroster.com. I'll see you at the Star Spangled Night Run on Saturday, June 21st.
Hello, Vicksburg. This is Jeb Blackburn and Daryl Martin with Blackburn Body Shop. You know, Daryl, we never want anybody to be in an accident, but if it happens, we want you to know that you have a choice in body shops.
That's right, Jeb. Your insurance company doesn't get to decide. You do. So why not bring it to the best in the business here at Blackburn Body Shop?
Your 30 years of experience has sure come in handy with ensuring the best service to our customers.
You can trust Blackburn Body Shop with our collision-trained technicians with over 30 years of experience and state-of-the-art equipment to get your vehicle back on the road after an unfortunate accident. We can even help with your insurance claim.
While you're here, ask Daryl about our lifetime paint warranty. Blackburn Body Shop proudly stands behind our work as we have for the past 80-plus years. Come see Daryl at Blackburn Body Shop next to Blackburn Nissan on the North Frontage Road. For a free estimate, give him a call at 601-802-2651.
Welcome back to the Sports Blitz. You are listening to Mandy on News Talk 107.7 and VicksburgRadio.com. College World Series, the women's NCAA College World Series softball, Texas versus Texas Tech. The two battled it out for three games. Texas took game one, Tech took game two, and Texas Longhorns took game three to win the NCAA College World Series. Men. Okay, now last week we went through the regionals. We went through the super regionals. And now we are lining our teams up to go to Omaha. Listen to these teams here. Arizona, Louisville, Arkansas, UCLA, Coastal Carolina, LSU, and Oregon State. Those are the teams that we know are pushing through. The NCAA College World Series will begin Friday, June 13th in Omaha. Major League Baseball. The All-Star ballot is out. I told you last week it would be out this week, and it is. It is officially on MLB.com/vote. You can go and vote for your favorite players right now up until June 26th. And you can also vote up to five times a day. Okay, some big, big news we all have been waiting for with the NFL. Was this the news we all have been waiting on? I know everyone has been waiting very patiently to see where Aaron Rodgers was going to go. Well, Aaron does have a new team, so the veteran quarterback has agreed to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will join them this week in their mandatory minicamp. We will see how that goes this year for Aaron Rodgers. Staying with football, we're going to jump to the Canadian Football League. Of course, a name that you have heard many times around the Vicksburg area, Nick Anderson. Our very own Nick Anderson from Vicksburg High School went down to Tulane University. Well, Nick just extended his contract with the Edmonton Elks Football Club to 2026. Now, a little bit about Nick. Nick is actually on the TSN's top 50 Canadian Football League players. He was ranked number 23. And not only is he ranked up there, he won the Rookie of the Year last year, and he just recently was named as the Player of the Game. So we will continue rooting for our very own Nick Anderson with the Canadian Football League. Congratulations, Nick, and we are cheering for you. The French Open. Okay, now here we go. Coco Gauff takes the championship in Paris for the Women's Singles Championship in the French Open. This was her first French Open title, and she is the first American to win the Open since Serena Williams won in 2015. Now, wrapping up the show, we are going to discuss some NBA and NHL. Hockey, Stanley Cup Finals. The Panthers and the Oilers, they are tied up 1-1 in the series. Both of those games ended up going into overtime. Tonight, Game 3 will take place in Florida. And lastly, the NBA Finals. If you missed Game 1, you most definitely missed a great game. The Pacers won 111-110 over the Thunder as Tyrese Halliburton pulled off another last-second comeback with only 0.3 seconds left on the clock. Now, last night, the Thunder did not play around, and they took Game 2, winning 123-107. SGA showed out with 34 points to lead OKC. The series is now tied 1-1, and they will play Game 3 in Indiana on Wednesday. That's a wrap for this show, but join me next week as the Deputy Commissioner for the Frontier League in Baseball joins me on the phone. But until then, this is Mandy with the Sports Blitz on News Talk 107.7 and VicksburgRadio.com.